So again, we're starting with Halach Ma'anya. And we're saying that in the Halach Ma'anya, it's talking about the matzah that we ate in Mitzrayim. I thought it's the matzah of Gula. So we're saying, B'shem the Ramban, that the Ramban says that when we eat the matzah has two factors to it. The factor of what? Of the Halach Ma'anya that we ate when we were in Mitzrayim. And the Halach, and the Halach that we ate is the Gula. Now this is Mamash Gula. If my good friend Naftali Weinberg is joining the shir, then this is from Yia Gula. So Lamaisa, we're holding over here tonight. We're discussing this Musa of matzahs and the Indian of the Halach Ma'anya of Mitzrayim. So now, what is it? It's a dichotomy. It's like a Pela Otsu. Wow, Shubi's here too. Gabriel Rosti and Shalom Aleichem to the Oilam. So Lamaisa, we're here discussing this Musa Gavod, this Musa of the matzah. The matzah works out to be, number one, something of Golas and of Gula. Now, we already gave a whole shir on Kaipas. I'm not going to chazer over the shir for those of you who are here. Those of you who weren't here, I'm happy to say it again for you on a different time. But Lamaisa, when it came to Karpas, we discussed that Karpas was, and you know, also of Avodas Perach. We said there was it was the matzah of Yosef HaTzadik going down, being sold to Mitzrayim. We said it was the brothers turning on him. We said it was the beginning of what? It was the beginning of Golas. We said Samach Perach, 60,000 Yidin that were what? 600,000 Yidin that were what? They were enslaved, working really hard. That was the Inyan of Karpas. So what was the Inyan of Karpas? He said Mitzad Echad. It's what? It's the Inyan of. The Indian of Golos, the fact that they worked really hard. Lamaisa, we dip it into salt water, which is a Musag of what? Which is also a Musag of tears. So Lachari, it looks like Karpas was the Indian of what? Was the Indian of Taka of Golos. Of Lamaisa, you don't have to learn like that, because we said already that what? That Karpas was the Indian, that if a person does the Torah, if a person takes on the Torah, Samach Perach, that you learn the Torah will be instead of that hard work. We're all what? We all have hard work to do, but Lamaisa, if a person takes on the Ol of Torah, he can get rid of the Ol of Golas. Shalom Aleichem to all the cute guys that are in the audience. So Lamaisa, yeah, that's you over there, Mr. Donut. Cute little Donut boy. Shalom Aleichem. So Lamaisa, yeah, shout out. So Lamaisa, like this, we have over here this Musa Gavad of Karpas also being both sides of the game, both sides of the coin. So what's going on over here? Matzah is both sides of the coin? So interesting. What else is both sides of the coin? We're going to soon start when we get to the what? We get to the Manashtana, Mirtz Hashem, we'll discuss the Musa Abaiter of Matzahs. I don't believe it. Chaim D, is that you? Wow. 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 That's correct. Anyway, it's good to see everybody. So Lamaisa Azoy, we have to get back to the program over here. So Lamaisa, in this program, we're discussing the Musa of Halach Ma'anya that we're saying that according to Ramban, we ate it in Mitzrayim. So now we're seeing that Matzah has both sides of the coin. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to teach us from matzah being both sides of the coin? And Mirtz Hashem will get there in a second. But first, I want to start with a very important part, which I always love to say over. And it goes like this: Halachma in Gematria is hey, which is 85. Halachma, you'll check it up afterwards for those of you who are mathematicians. Halachma is Gematria hey, 85. Why is it that Halachma is the Inyan of Peh? This is the last and only mitzvah that we have in today's day. Unfortunately, without a Beis Hamikdash, this is the only mitzvah that actually gets into our system, that we eat and gets into our system, and we bring it inside, and it's going to make hashpois on us. It's going to have what? It's going to have an oiftu on us. We'll have to see exactly what that is as we go back there and talk about the Inyan of Matzah. But Hashem tonight, we'll see. But Lamaisa, this is something that gets into your mouth. There's an actual interesting pasuk that actually doesn't have to do with Achilas Matzah Pesach, but is nogea to this Muslim. It says, Matzah is te'ochel b'mokom kodesh b'chotzer oil moyed yochum. Listen to that lashon. Matzahs will be eaten in a mokum of chodah, a mokum of kodesh, b'chotzer oil moyed yochlu. You're going to eat in the Beis HaMikdash. So it sounds like what? That when a person eats matzah, he eats it in a mokum kodesh. Lamaisa, we're right now in a very difficult period of time where really all we have left to do is daven. That's all we can actually do. Some of us, Baruch Hashem, can learn. We can have a little bit of shir and discuss a little bit of agada. But Lamaisa, really what we're really being oisik in right now is mamish tefillah, begging the Eibishter for what, for Rachmanis, and just saying to him that, well, that we love him and we want to have shaykhahs with him, and not this kind of shaykhahs, a shaykhahs where what, we could do this barabim, we can hug each other, as was mentioned earlier today, as Roshiva said. Lamaisa, we want to what? We want to get involved with everybody else. But Lamaisa, what we see over here is that it's all of the Indian of Peh. Peh is the Indian of Torah, Peh is the Indian of tefillah. And when we eat matzah, we eat it b'mokom kodesh. And you know what? It's so interesting. It reminds me of a verse. It says, we have dal l'shenesh shel gula. And it always bothers everybody. Klai Yisrael leaves Mitzrayim. We already had a shir. They already shelled it to the arba l'shenesh shel gula with all the arba gulas that Klai Yisrael get out of the rest of the arba gulas and Babel and Mada and Paras and all the rest of them. Yavon. So that's one shot. But I would like to mention the following. The Targum Unkelis says something so fantastic. The Targum says, Klal Yisrael were what? Roitzesi es Ami Meretz Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us out of Mitzrayim. That's the Lashon of Roitzesi. Once we leave Mitzrayim, there is no more room for Yitzalti. There is no more room for Do'alti. There is no more room for Lakachti. Shoyin Gagangin, we're out of there. What do you mean? Do more Gula. Once we've left, you're out of here. Goodbye. So what does Chazal want? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want of a Dalad L'Shoinitz? Once you've already taken the Yitzesi, Meretz Mitzrayim, you're already out, there's nothing left to do. So if you look at the Targum Unkelis on the Pasuk, the Targum says something that Mamash is unbelievable. The Targum says, Roitzesi, I took you out of what? I took you out of Mitzrayim, and I ended up taking you where? All the way to Eretz Yisrael. My Shprach, we call this on a magic carpet ride, Al Kanfei Neshorim. He took us all the way to Eretz Yisrael. We brought the Korban Pesach in Eretz Yisrael. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us back to Mitzrayim to then do V'Yitzalti, V'Ga'alti, and Lakach. That means that what? That the Achilas Matzah, this Musag of Matzah and Korban Pesach, is really what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulling off the miracle of miracles, which is really where I was leaving off yesterday. We have to discuss this Musag of Klal Yisrael leaving and what exactly is the Inyan of Haseba when we get to the Dalet, when we get to the Dalet Kushnis. What is exactly this Inyan of Haseba? Where does it come from? What's the Musag? But right now, I just want to stay local by this part. We'll save the rest for later. We're holding right now by Halach Ma'anya, the Inyan of the Kedushas HaPeh, that Halach Ma'anya is the Inyan of Peh. We have to be very careful what we say. Maisa, this Peh is a Mokum Kodesh. This is a Mokum Kodesh. We have to use this not for Lashon Hara and not for what's called. We discussed in the Shirim that part of the fact that we're still in the Golos is the Nebuch because of the Sinas Chinam. And obviously, Lashon Hara lends itself to that, as the Chofetz Chaim says. So, Maisa, we have to be very careful with the Mokum Kodesh. This Mokum Kodesh, just like Klal Yisrael ended up leaving Mitzrayim and going all the way to Eretz Yisrael, this Mokum Kodesh, Shemitz Hashem, in just 15 days, is going to eat matzah. And it's going to do the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, bring it into the system, and hopefully that matzah will two-wife hashpois on us. And we'll see exactly what those hashpois are in a moment's time. So let's continue on. Vayter in the Haggadah, we're holding over here. It says that what? And Lamaisa, the Haggadah continues in this modern Lashon. This is the Lashon of what of Aramaic? Why are we talking Aramaic? Hashta hacha l'shona haba b'arim Yisrael. Hashta adi l'shona haba b'nei chayim. The Haggadah over here is saying something very interesting. The Haggadah is speaking, first of all, Aramaic, when it could be speaking Lashon HaKodesh. Why is it doing that? But some say, it's Lashon Aramaic is what? Is maybe a Lashon that the Malachim don't understand, that we're mamash poking in a higher diagram. But I'll tell you like this, I found something just today in the mamash. Maybe I'll share it with you, or maybe it'll work out for us together tonight. We're discussing right now, and also a musik that we've had before that we mentioned yesterday. You mentioned that the bracha of that God is at the end of that God. You said that that's a pella. So you mentioned that a ger that he does tefillah, the bracha is at the end. Why? Because a ger cannot make a bracha in the beginning. Because a ger has no ability to make brachas. He only makes an ability to make a bracha afterwards. So here too, in the beginning of the Haggadah, we're speaking in Aramaic. We're not seeing things as clear. When it comes further in the Haggadah, you know what happens? We start becoming nigal. And at the end, we can say, what? Shana haba. Very strong. We're able to start speaking Hebrew in a much clearer realm. And the Rebbe, Rebbe Ram Shur, says something so interesting. He says that the Gemara, when it speaks about the mice with Rebbe Kiva, remember Rebbe Kiva had a candle and he had a goat and he had a rooster. And the mice, he was coming to the town and he was told here and there, and he was sent from place to place. He ended up sleeping out in the woods. What ended up happening? He ended up losing his candle, burns out, and his chicken gets killed, and his goat goes running away. The mice is left with everything. After everything is said and done, Rabbi Kiva says time and time again, what? Those are two Lashonis that are actually Aramaic. Latav Ovid is Aramaic. That's not how we speak in Hebrew, not in the Hebrew. But the mice is the third and final time, Rabbi Kiva says what? Rabbi Kiva says, Kol ma she'osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu to you. And Rabbi Ramshur asks, what's Hakab Shan over here? Why all of a sudden do we keep it speaking Hebrew? So Rabbi Ramshur says over here, say, the Ramites and say, in the beginning, you know, we try to see things in a certain way. And not always are they so clear to us. But post facto, everything becomes so much clearer. And that's really what we're going to discuss tonight with matzah. The matzah that we ate in Mitzrayim was Halach Ma'anya. It was taka gefeirlich and it was taka terrible. And B'shas Ma'isa, it's so terrible and really was terrible. The Maisa, we're going to eat this matzah at the end. This is the matzah we're going to take out of the time. And this is the matzah of Lechem Oini that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to understand certain things from, which we'll talk about further in this year. But this is the mitzvah of matzah. To see how what? That's something that was so geferlach to start, ends up becoming a mitzvah d'oraisa, and today it's the only mitzvah d'oraisa that you bring inside. That mamash changes us. The Gemara says that what? That this is the lechem of refuah. For those of us who are looking for refuah, this is mamash lechem of refuah. The matzah is what to call it? It has medicinal purposes. For all of us who are looking for medicinal purposes, this is the medicinal purposes. It can help us. Let's see what it needs to help. So let's continue weiter in the Haggadah, and let's see exactly what we can do weiter in terms of these musak. So let's turn over here weiter. Let's get out of the Olach Ma'anya, and let's move on. So of course, this is where the kids take center stage, and we have Manishana Laila Zemikal Laila Shukala Lesana Oishram Khamek Sumatza, Halaila Zekula Matza. So obviously the first of the four kashas, Lamaisa, every other night, what do we do? We're eating what? We're eating chametz and matzah. You can have whatever you want. And tonight we're bedavka doing matzah. Continues the Haggadah. Shmuchal Alayla Zan Rochem Shai Rokos. We eat what? All different types of vegetables. Plus two bills. And what? And tonight, Alayla Zan Mor. So Lamaisa, in these two kashas, what do you see? Mor is obviously what? Terrible, right? Mor is bitter herbs. Right? That's Lamaisa of Mor. Matzah, we said before, has what? Has two connotations. Right now, if we'll go with the Halach Ma'anya, we'll go with the connotation that what? That taka's a negative connotation. The connotation that what? We ate it in the shrine. So right now, the first two kashas are, what's going on over here? We're eating all this negativity. The third and the fourth kasha, all of a sudden, turn things positive. The kashas go the following. We only dip once, and tonight, well, we're continuing to dip. That's the union of milk. The melon dips. That's the union of a rich person. And then, however you want, at the table, not on the table, sitting on the floor, sushi style, not sushi style, whatever you want. And Lamaisa, Laila, it's so the last two kashas are called Kula Gula. So what's going on over here? That's Be'etzem what the kashas are. Most of the portion, especially the Barbanel, the Zevi Kaplan was on here before, but the Barbanel, that what he learns is those are the kashas. What's going on? Is it the answer is the what? Avodim Mayinu, meaning what we're trying to do is we're trying to show you a full picture here. First we were Avodim, and then we came out, like we said last night also, the Lamaisa, we start off being Avodim, and then Lamaisa, the Gula comes. And once the Gula comes for us, that makes everything what? That makes everything much more clear. That everything that was really bad that you thought was bad is not really bad. Because you know what? It was the backdraft. It was the setup. That was to make us better. Now, the question is, how does it make us better? So one shot obviously is, and this could be a pshat, this is not a bad pshat, but many want to say that what? It's a musik of simcha. If you realize, and you're able, and you'll see the mamash mentioned this yesterday, by the what? By the Kabbalah Salman Shemai. We're going to get out of this soon. In the mitzvah we do, we're going to be so freilach. But if we just freilach stam, then it's one daiga. But if you can remember at the same time what we were going through, and how we so needed a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and how we were davening so shtaik that we wanted what? To get out of this mess? Then when you're dancing, then we'll be out of this mess. It'll be so much more geshmak that you'll realize that what? Wow, I was there and now I'm here. The dichotomy is what? Is so blaring. It makes the simcha such so much greater. That's one Muslim. And you know what? It's Taka Kiman Mafurisha Majesh, the Kaddish Baruch Hu, when he took us out of Mitzrayim, and he came to Matan Torah. It says in the pasuk Mefurish of the Torah that a Kadosh Baruch Hu had what? Had the brick under his foot. What was the brick? The brick was from the bricks that Klal Yisrael made in Mitzrayim. As he's giving them the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is still thinking at the same time about the brick, about the avodah in Mitzrayim. That shows you the dichotomy. That makes the simcha so much better. But I saw maybe we're going to go with this mahalak. The Lamaiser of Simcha Zisu Mikelm says the following word that really it's a musik of anova. Matzah is breaking things down to the core. If I'm not mistaken, the Tzarek in his Shmuz going back to the basics, basically said the following question. This is what he was trying to say, B'shem question. When it comes to the Musak of Matzah, which part, and not turning chametz, which part is the part that can make a chametz? Is it the wheat? Is it the grains? The flour? Is it the water? I don't know about you, but we drink water at our Seder. We have no problem with water. We have, oh wow, you're the Russian. We have water by our Seder, no problem. Yeah? Flour, we eat matzah. So which part is it? Is it the matzah? Is it the flour? Is it the water? Guess what? It's neither. Both of them, the Seder, are fine. As long as you cook them fast enough. You know what the problem is? The problem is the time. the time factor, letting things just go on and on. Not hopping around to what? Right away doing things when you have to do it. The zrizus shabbat. The lack of zrizus is the problem. So the maisa, when it comes to what? Back to the basics, matzah, there's no problem with eating bread. The problem is the shihui mitzvahs lo mashainan, which means that the Gemara learns that what? Not only by matzah can you not let things go on. Any mitzvah that comes your way, chaparayim, go after it right away. You want to chaparayim. So that's the inyan of matzahs. It's also the inyan of anibus, as we're trying to say right now. It's going back to the basics. And that's the inyan that we're eating matzah. So interesting. We mentioned earlier, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes this out of Mitzrayim. And when he takes this out, it says what? Oh, the matzahs didn't bake fast enough. My dear friends, you know what? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to go anyway, going to feed us man in a couple of days, who cares if we had matzahs, we didn't have matzahs? What does the Torah come to tell us? Why is it telling us that as we were running out, our matzahs didn't bake fast enough? What's the word? We see already that what matzahs could have been also because of the fact that we ate them in Mitzrayim. Well, the word is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I am taking you out at a time which has no shaykhis to you. Meaning right now, at that point in Mitzrayim, Klai Yisrael were baking matzahs, they knew that they were going out, and they were preparing food to go out with. And they knew that they had to have something. You know what they call tzeid l'derech, food for the way. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is not about your thoughts. This has no shaykhis to you. This is all about me. Ani v'loi malach, ani v'loi saraf, ani hu v'loi acher. This is exactly the matzah that we're in general. We can have all these thoughts of what to do, when to do. Should we get into the market now, before it's going up every day a little bit more? This has nothing to do with us. This is all about the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're all sitting around in our homes, tied down. This is all about the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is the Musag of Anivus. Eating matzah is a Musag of Anivus. There is no leavening. It's not going up. We're not wasting time. It's mamash right away. And that's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu was showing you. I'm taking you out of Mitzrayim at a time that what? You would want your bread to rise. You think that there's still time. I say, I'm the one who's running this show. I'm the one who says it's now time to go. And that's what the Ramban is basically telling us. The Matzah Salman explained the Ramban like that. That when it was in Mitzrayim, when they ate matzah, that matzah was what? That matzah was in a state that we can't do anything. We're slaves and we're stuck. When we ended up leaving Mitzrayim, it was also we were stuck. We left the Chipazim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out and we were out. It was in a second's time, in a snap, we left. Here we go. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing us that he's running the world. Not only that, but if you look taka deeper into what we've been talking about, every single one of these things that we do by the Seder really has a dichotomy. Really has a dichotomy. We have a what? Wow, a Ruben. We have a musag of what? Of eating matzah, which has an Indian of what? Of in Mitzrayim, and then we have a musag of eating matzah outside Mitzrayim. The exact same thing works on two scales. So you would think that what? That this is something that's not shaykh to Geula. Guess what? It is shaykh to Geula. Morer, we eat morer. When do we eat morer at the end of the Seder? After the fact. We eat morer already what? By the end of the Seder. By the end of Magi. We're already declaring that we're gone. Now we're doing the mitzvah sayyim. And we eat it after the matzah. That means if the matzah is already the matzah of Geula, what are we doing eating morer now? Gentlemen, we're appreciating the fact that everything that happened in Mitzrayim had a yisur and had a point. And we're able to look at it back, ipso facto, that everything that happened was positive. We all look at things and we're like, Tzadik V'Ravon, Rosh HaVetayv, like, why is Klal Yisrael, all the yeshivas, look at, you should see just Rabbi Gamliel's face. He's like, all the yeshivas are closed. All the Batei Midrashim are closed. All the shuls are closed. This is crazy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us that he doesn't want our learning. He doesn't want our davening. This is the biggest patch. This is terrible. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? Gentlemen, I don't know. I don't know where it is. Everyone's trying to guess, but Lamaisa afterwards, it's going to bring such a simcha to come back into the base medrash. Every person is going to be a tinek. How what? How rots for base medrash. Everyone's going to be running. You're going to have to fight to get into the door. Everyone's going to be dying to get back in. Dying to daven. Kissing the siddurim, as they were saying. People are going to want to daven, mamash kiss the siddur. And you're not going to be worried who was the last guy that kissed the siddur. Yeah, Lamaisa, that's the musa that's going on over here. Everything that what? That has negativity is always for the purpose of building. Last night I was learning with my shvagar Shtikl and Rabbi Ruchem Olshan Sefer, and Rabbi Ruchem Olshan over there brings a famous Emes Liyakov, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says the following. Rabbi Yaakov says that every Shabbos, Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu worked it out, that Klal Yisrael had off. And they learned Torah. What did they learn? There was no real Torah. So what did they have? They had these Megillahs, they had these scrolls. In these scrolls, there was some sort of limud. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky wants to say that what the Mitzvah Shil Yom HaShabbos, that Kapitel in Tehillim was one of the things that they had. And Rabbi Yaakov asks, Mitzvah Shil Yom HaShabbos, if you go through the Kapitel, it's nothing to do with Shabbos. So what does it have to do with it? What does it have to do with anything? So he explains that what? Emunos Chabalevus. State in that Kapitel, Emunos Chabalevus. Klal Yisrael were in a state. Their state was Avodim. In a terrible state, in a terrible matzav. We're not so bad though. Why are we getting the Ra? Look at these Mitzvahim. They're a bunch of what? Shtufei Zimwa, as we call them, and whatnot. People. And Lamai said, what do they have? They have slaves, they have a life, they were what's called? They were the leaders of the generation. Sadik Virala Rush of a Tigre. Klal Yisrael were working on the Amunah every Shabbos. And they realized that what? That we're not in charge. And they realized that what, that there's gonna be a Geula. And that's what kept them alive. And over there, Rabbi Rucham brings a Medrash. The Medrash says that what? That Klal Yisrael, the four Lashonis of Geula, are connected four things that Paro did. Number one thing that Paro did is he made them to avoid this Perach, the Ferlach. Then what did he do? He took all the kids and threw them into the Nile. Third thing that he did, what did he do? He shechted the kids, took their dam, as we spoke the other night, took their dam and went and bathed. The fourth thing was, he stepped up the Avodah and made them get their own Teva. Says the Medrash, you know what was the worst of them all? No, not killing them, not throwing them into the Yor, and not the work. When he made them take the Teva, asks everybody, what's Pshat? How could the Medrash say that? That was the worst of them all. So Pshat is the following. Klal Yisrael had one. Klal Yisrael had three brains. On Shabbos, they were able to what? To recalculate, who are we? What are we waiting for? What are we going to have? Who are we connected to? We have a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's a Haftacha that we're getting out of here. Pakoi Pakarati. We're waiting for the words to come. We're going to leave here one day. And now that we know that we're going to leave here, we have what? We have that feeling that what? That this is not forever. And we know that what? Tzadik Virala Rosh HaVatoi. We know that what? We have to have a moon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that everything that he does is the top of it. And for whatever reason, we had to go into Mitzrayim to know the Musak of Avodim, so that eventually we come in Eved Hashem. So there was something called Kura Barzo. We have to get what? We have to become purified. Remember the matzah is the union of purity? It's the union of what? Of bringing things down to the basics. That's what we're doing again. Everything that's here in the Seder is about what? Going back to the beginning. And so many of the shmuzes that you'll hear during this time is about going back to the basics. Tolna Rebbe himself just last night said over a shir in English, and he said also, look at the chasanas. The mamash going back to the basics, like a chasana from 1620. That's what the chasanas look like. You know, a couple of pieces of ragalach and people dancing and not even bands, and that's it. We're going home. That's what the chasana was. When you hear people talk about what Rabbi Avadya's chasana was, that they had like little biscuits by the chasana. That was the Gadol Ador's chasana. Yeah, could you imagine? So that's what we're coming back to. We're going back to the basics. Matzah is going back to the basics, realizing that what? It's all about the Iker. The Iker is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Iker is our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we're learning from the matzah. The matzah is going back to the basics. So here we are. Manishtana has in what? Has in it. What's going on here? Is it the Gula or is it what? Or is it Cheres? Is it Golos? Is it Gula? Which one is it? And the answer is they're both Nogea. And that maschil begunos is that really that's also l'tayiv. Everything we have to see is l'tayiv. And gentlemen, as we're going to go through the Agada, we're going to see that one, and we'll talk about this by Arichas a different time. But the parsha of the parsha of the Agada that we talk about, the Rambam says if you don't have a Agada, Rachman al Tzlan, and you want to say over Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, open up a chumash Bamidbar and go to what? Go to Parshas Kisavot. Why would the Rambam not say go to Sefer Shmois? Sefer Shmois is chock full of what? Exodus. I mean, where's a better place to go than Exodus? Elazok to everybody that Parshas Kisavo is the union of Bikurim. And the Bikurim is the union of Hoidah, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what? For the fact that we were in Mitzrayim, because that was positive for us. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Moror, that was positive for us. Everything becomes positive. Everything that was really negative ends up becoming positive. It's not Shaykh. Everything that we go through, at the end of the story, you're going to look back and you'll see the positivity. So this is something that we need to learn from the Musak of the Agada, that we start off Metchila Ibdei Avodah Zarah, and Lamaisa at the end, we come to what? We come to the Shvach. Both of these parts are part of the Geula. We're showing that what? We're showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that what? That we recognize that from the beginning of the time to the end of the time, everything was amazing. We didn't exactly chav, and it's not Shaykh for us to chav. But we have to learn the Musak of Komad Abed Rahman Lutabu. And yes, Tzadik V'Ravoi, Rosh HaVatevlo. But that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in mind, and it's always for the best. And when you have that in mind, you'll be able to see things in a different light. So matzah, says the Ramban, was something that we ate in Mitzrayim, halach ma'anya. But guess what? What's going on this night? Are we eating? Are we doing cheros? Are we doing golos? The first two kashas are what? Mora and matzah. What's going on over there? The next two kashas are what? Mesupin? What's doing with that? Yet what? We end up what? We end up realizing that what? It's one big picture. There is also golos and there's also gulava. And the golos is really toyev. The matzah one day will be able to understand that this was also the toyev. This corona was also the tav of it. We don't know why, but it is the tav of it. Yiratz Hashem, that's the musa that we have to learn. So let's just finish with this final word that I promised to say. Klai Yisrael end up leaving Mitzrayim, and it says that what? It says in the last of the four kashas that we sit the Haseba. What's the musa of Haseba? Zuck the Medrash? Because the pasuk says, Vayosev Hashem Elokim, as what? As Yisrael, around what? Around, and they didn't go into Mitzrayim right away. The question is, what does that mean? It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu feared us around, and we went a long way into Eretz Yisrael. What does sitting Be'seva have anything to do with what? With Klai Yisrael going to Mitzrayim. That Musa Gavas going out of Mitzrayim and ending up in Eretz Yisrael, which both took us around, yeah? How was Klai Yisrael? In what state? Klai Yisrael was sitting on what? On seven clouds, really bad. The Maisa Klai Yisrael were what? We're sitting on, because Shabbat was taking us on a magic carpet. Because Shabbat, we were sitting on clouds, we were being taken care of. We were like on a throne like kings. That is the Musa of Haseba. We're sitting at the what? At the Seder as kings. And remember, where was the first Seder? The first Seder was in Mitzrayim. Before they even left, they were already in a state of kingdom. When they left Mitzrayim, they left like kings. They didn't just stop walk out. They left in a state of kingship. That means the second that, while they were in Mitzrayim, it already started a Musa of kingship. That's basically showing us this Musa. That even in Mitzrayim, where things were terrible and clouds were downtrodden, and it was the worst gullus, and it's the Iker gullus of all the four gullus, it's the cloliest of the gullus. Lamaisa, we're seeing now that there's a reason for everything, and it even it lends itself to leave even with Malchus. That's the Musa of what? Of Halach Ma'anya, the Manishana. Mitzvah, next time we'll continue by then. Thank you very much for tuning in. So many of my friends that came to join tonight. Thank you. Put a big smile on my face. Shakayach Gavel. Mitzvah, we'll see you next week.